Yeshami Brachos Daf Peches. Mara continues with the nusachs or niskos of different brachos, and when we say them, and the purpose of those brachos. The Gemara sidetracks a little bit from what we ended yesterday's Gemara, a little memory, and then we go back to the discussion of the psukim. The Gemara mentions over here, Tani Rav Yehuda Aimer. Yehuda says it in a brisa. Three things a person is supposed to say every single day. Baruch Shaloy Osani Goy, Baruch Shaloy Osani Goy, Baruch Shaloy Osani Bur, and Baruch Shaloy Osani Isha. So the three brachas. What are these three brachas? What's the Gemara's price explains what each of them are. Baruch Shaloy Osani, the fact you say Baruch Shaloy Osani Goy, She'ena Goyim Kulun. Because Goyim are not compared to nothing, considered nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Kol HaGoyim Ke'en Negdo. All the Goyim are like nothing before it. Now, therefore, they make a bracha that because they're considered worthless to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what are we referring to? Referring to all Goyim? We're really referring to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where they're supposed to be. The Pasuk says the Navi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to give everybody what they're supposed to. The Navi Yeshaya criticizes those who follow Levi HaKadosh Baruch Hu and follow Eitzim V'Avanim. And they get to make things. They ask people, goldsmith to make a Avodah Zarah with gold, and a blacksmith make for metal. And with that, they worship. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they provide no purpose in the world. So for that, you say Shlosh Sanin Goy. The idea is that you should not be, they don't contribute anything to the world. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they created him in such a way. The Rashi Salur comments, L'metalti mikan bibetan goya. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for not creating me from the mother, the stomach, the womb of a goya. Shekzuki, l'nati lo yili derech mokam haskir madar. I would not be able to go and find the right direction. If I was born over there, I wouldn't be able to find my way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael. You can't say l'nasasi goy. The angel of Baruch Hu, that's not to you. Afin asa goy, yeshul metshuva matzi l'spar lof. So you don't say the lower sisi, but you say shalom yasani. If you didn't make me a goy, you didn't make me somebody that, again, the pashas of the bracha is that you didn't make me that born from Klal Yisrael to have the schusim of Klal Yisrael, to have the Torah mitzvahs. But here the Gemara says, Shalosh Sani Goy is a din of Avodah Zarah that the Gemara says there's no worth. Rishlami says there's no worth to a person, to a guy, if they bring Avodah Zarah into the world, they don't contribute anything to the Kima Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need for them. Ke'en Kenegdo. Baruch Shalosh Sani Bor. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you didn't make me into a boor. Into an ignorant person, because a bar cannot be yorechet, and therefore that's the Gemara says. That's why the Brisa says we don't make a bracha. That's why we say lo sani bar because a bar is someone who will be unable has no yerushimayim and is ignorant has no knowledge of Torah, and mele therefore has no yerushachet and therefore is only going to sin. So therefore, we don't say the Lashon Bur. We have, of course, the Lashon Oved, Lashon Goy, Lashon Oved. We use the Lashon Oved, an Eved, that he shouldn't make me to sit at the because he consider it a person who, a slave, has no rights, no free rights to be able to do anything. He has to do whatever the master says. So a person who has no Yetzer, has no ability to do the right thing, the Yetzer controls him. So therefore, there's no Yerushalayim, there's nothing, there's no Yerushet. So we say, Shalosh Sani Ovid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created not the fact that I don't have any ability, I have ability to be different, to have a free of choice, the freedom to do the right thing. So the Yerushalayim is Lashon Sani Bur, but in the Bavli, Gemara there rectifies, it clarifies that the Baruch Hu means Shalosh Sani Ovid, not Shalosh Sani Bur, which is the way we know it. Third one, Shalosh Sani Isha, the Gemara says, Shalosh Sani Mitzvah Mitzvah, it's very more simple. Women are not Mitzvah Mitzvah of the Torah, so we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating us with an opportunity to do the mitzvahs. So lo yasani isha, we have the opportunity to do the mitzvahs that women do not mechuyev, they don't have the mitzvahs. So why don't they have the mitzvahs? Because obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu created women with the ability to reach the pinnacle in ruchnias and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having to go through the Torah mitzvahs. That's the nature of women. And therefore they say Osani Kutsono. But the Be'etzem now of a person doesn't have that. He has to say thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has the opportunity to do those mitzvahs that will bring us to closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Amar Avka, back to the drashas of the Psukim. Amar Avka, Kimi Asher Yichubra, the Pasuk says, The pasuk says that we find in the pasuk that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kimiyashi Yehuba, that's who's attached. We said that they'll be able to come Huba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll come back to do tshuva. Means Afilu Osan Shapashi De Mizvul. Even those who attach themselves, use their hands to conspire to go ahead and to put their hands in Zvul, in the Mokam HaMikdash, to help destroy the Mikdash. Zvul is the Lashon of the Mikdash. That those people, even those who came to that level, who the lowest of the form, lowest form, pashtu yadayim is the premoshe bebeis hamikdash. They push their hands, even the beis hamikdash itself. The bais HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the marifulda shahichrivu with beis hamikdash because they caused the churban beis hamikdash. They actually participated with their hands in the churban beis hamikdash. The Rashi Salua learns that Yisrael should kafri beikar, not that they directly destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, but rather they were kafri beikar Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like they mavazu the Mokam HaMikdash as well. They should be tachon. They all have hope. They still have ability to be able to come back and to be able to come back to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what they did, to be able to do tshuva. And the Gemara is going to explain as to what level we're talking about over here, that the sins that the people did was so severe, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, or led to the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, yet still there's a level of them to be able to come back to tshuva. The Gemara is going to qualify that, who we're referring to, and what level are we talking about. The Gemara says, what do these people want to do tshuva? What do they do? To bring a carbon, they can't do it. They can't. Why? Because, excuse me, the carbon, I'm sorry, the carbon, bring them close together, that they can't do. They can't do. The Yefsha, you can't bring them together because they can't belong together with people that are tzaddikim and ganetan, that doesn't work. Sharaposhi Yedem Yisrael, because they're ready to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They put their hands in helping to bring the Churban Beis HaMikdash, like some learn. So Mela, you can't bring them together with the people who are Zoka to be in ganetan. Elman Rachman Yasha, they go and separate them and say they should be complete in Gehenna, you can't do that either. Why? So tshuva, because they did tshuva. And you have to, Leima Kasatar says, you know, people did tshuva don't belong in Gehenna. But what do? They're neither here nor there. One says, Yeshnu Shinas Oilam. The Pasuk says that there's a place, Yeshnu Shasad, they'll sleep in eternal sleep, fully, because they won't wake up. What does that mean? It means that there's a special place, they won't be able to be in Eden, they're not going to be in Gehenna, but there's a special place, they'll have a pleasant sleep, where they'll be able to enjoy eternity in such a way, not to benefit from the brachos of Gan Eden, but also not to spare the punishment of Gehenna, but there'll be some level of where they'll be able to, an eternal sleep that they'll be able to enjoy. That's the Gemara. But the Kisri, Rabban said, the Kisri, they disagree, it's a Kitni Gedoyim. The Gemara said, this refers to who? The Pasuk is referring to Kitni Goyim, the children of Goyim, those who are over the Zara, their children who didn't do anything on purpose. They weren't the ones who did it, the children that were born into those homes. The soldiers in the army of Nebuchadnezzar that also that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but again, they didn't do. They didn't mean to do it. They were forced to do it. They had no choice. They were forced to do it by Nebuchadnezzar. So they don't. They says the Haredim and Shachol and Yosef shall Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Lo yilam chelik b'pshitus yad mezold. Hey, now shall ain't chayv to do. They didn't have any ability. They were forced to do whatever they did for Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, they had. But they might say they can't go into Ganeidim because they're punished because they went. They put their hands bezivel. They destroyed the mikdash. So therefore, they at the same time, they can't go to Gehenna. So what do you do in such a case? They can't live in Olam HaBa. They can't be Nedunim in Gehenna. That's what the Pasuk says. Yeshnu Olam, that they should go ahead to do it. So therefore, they again, the same idea. The way we learn, the way the Haredim learns, that this memory is arguing with Rav Acha, but referring to, these are the people that it's referring to, that the Pasuk is going on, that will be benefit from this eternal sleep without getting reward, sort of in limbo, Gehenna and no Ganeid. Gemara says, a person goes in front of a house of Avodah Zarah. Amra, Beis Geim Yisak Hashem, quotes the Pasuk, it says the Pasuk in Mishle, Hashem will uproot the house of Yisak, those will be by Geim, the ones who are Balei Gaiva, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove them. Habizah Bar Yehuda, Amra Levi, Gross, a Mezavlim Avodah Zarah. A person sees people Mezavlim Avodah Zarah, what is Lashon Zavlim? So again, here you have the Gemara brings down different Lashonos. The first one explained Mesavlin lashon ganayu. The Rashi Salov says it's a ganay. Hinikamo mesavchin. You know, it's like those are big kabanos. But lashon ganay, we don't just say the word kabanos. We mavaze it. We ridicule it. We speak. We degrade it. Saying lashon mesavlin, which is a lashon of zevel, of garbage. So we say that those who go ahead and bring a carbon, but zaveach lelkim cheren, those person who brings it will be destroyed. Those people who did that will be destroyed. Back of the Shbrochu for the Avodah Zarah that they bring. Okay, so the Gemara says that the now we have some other brachas that the Gemara is going to talk about. Arayas a kushi, a person sees a kushi, a person in a black skin. Gemara says a gichar, a person who has a red skin, a little vlafkin, a person who has white skin, does a kipeach, a person who is a very tall, kipeach, a person is very tall. Again, it doesn't mean a person lachfin is a regular white person. It means a person yosemidai is like a albino, so a very, very white. Kipach, bitno agadola, mitok ovav niros kumas makavav. See, a person is very, very heavy, very, very large stomach, so it looks like he's bent over. His back doesn't stand up straight because he's bent or hunched over his belly. So that's the lashon of a person with kipach. Kipach is the way the Rosh Mishlo learns that drasha. So again, the one said that the according to the Charet, Pemoshi says, Akipas Arich Bi Yoser is very, very tall, part Sufon Shaman Amhu, and it's like bent over, his back is sticking out, and he's bent over, is the person again who looks very, very, appearance is very, very poor, very bad. So these, again, these brachos, it's a noticeable difference that people see it, that he's very, very short, and he's bent over, always very tall, and he can't hold his body, his frame is too big for his, to be able to stand straight. So there, any of these things, there's ananas, a person is a midget. You say the bracha, bracha mishana abrios, bracha mishana sabrios. Now, again, the idea of mishana abrios is because something you didn't see before, and now you see it. So you make this bracha of Mashana Habrios. And the question is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, this bracha, when is this bracha made? Is bracha only one time in a person see the person? Only you see him once in your life? A person only if you see a person again every 30 days? If you see the same thing but different people, when do you make this bracha? So again, the pashas is that you only make a bracha if it's something that really shocks you, inspires you to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, diversity in creation, then you can make the bracha. But otherwise, it's something that we don't really know it to make this bracha. So what about a kutur? A person sees someone whose feet were cut off, amputated, assume a blind person, mukashkin, filled with boils. I am in Baruch Dynamic Sibar, because this shows this is a person who wasn't born with these things and now developed these things. And then you cut Dynamis, he was punished. It's a terrible punishment. So he's given these brachas to say that he accepted the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is the way the person has to be. Qualifies as it depends when. The Brisa is speaking in a case where Shleimim and Shtano, they were whole, and then they got damaged later. Then it was changed. That's when you make the bracha. But if they were born like this with all these deformities when they were born, not changed, but they're born this way, then you say Mashana Sabrios, because it's again, it's something where you see for the first time. So it's something unusual, and you feel a tsar of somebody, you say Mashana Sabrios, you can feel something again. If you actually see them, feel the person that got broke with judgment, so then you feel it, and a person has that feeling, that feeling of sensing the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make the bracha. But again, it's something that today, we don't really make that bracha, we don't really have that type of reaction. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah seems to say we don't make the bracha, again, unless a person is really moved by it and thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only time that a person would be really making a bracha for this type of thing. Something more says, a person sees beautiful trees or beautiful, very handsome people. Thank God, he created beautiful creations in the world. Beautiful creations in the world. So you make this this bracha. This is a bracha that we make. Now, again, in Shulchan Aruch we find the halacha is bracha shekach le'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this in the world like this. Again, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating beauty in the world that brings us to inspire the beauty of creation, that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, again, only something that has that level of being able to do that. Otherwise, we don't do that. And again, I mean, if you do it, which you once in a lifetime, once a time you see that person, or each time you see the person within 30 days, can you make it again? And again, that's a question of this, and if Gan Halacha, it's not so clear, and surely many hold to say the bracha without the shame of Malchus. Famous Maaser Gamliel saw a beautiful woman, a Gaya, Shiksa, beautiful Shiksa Baruchel, and he made a bracha on her. Made a bracha that describing her beauty, praising Hashem for the beauty. So when I said, look at Rami, see what Shemayah could have Rabbi Yochanan. How is it possible? Lo Sichon doesn't say it's a Yisrael Lo Sichonim. You know, they go find favor in the eyes of the Goyim. You can't praise them. You can't compliment them. So if so, how is he able to go and compliment her? You can't give them chen. You can't give them, those who are all videos, sorry, you can't give them chen. So how do you speak so nicely about to her? Mama, what do you say? Mama says, do you think he said Avaksata? You think he said to her, Avaksata? What is Avaksata? So the Adam Kasher. In other words, what you say to a normal person, avaksa, which is the Moshe explains what this means, is covered. What do you say to them, Kosh Baruch Hu, a person does something, you say to him, I know, you should continue looking that way, you should continue, a person is very beautiful, so you say, he's really very smart, you should continue being that way, continue that way, but I know, there shouldn't have any, nothing should happen to you, nothing should hurt you. So the Gemara is saying, is that what he said to this shiksa, that avaksa, you think that's what he said to her? That you should, I know, you should continue to look like that, to continue to be beautiful. One says, oh, of course not. What do you say? He didn't talk about it. He says, creating beautiful. He didn't talk about the Zara. He didn't talk about the Shiksa. He spoke of creating something so beautiful in the world. No, you see a camel, you see a donkey, a beautiful a camel, a beautiful horse. You also make the bracha of when you're stellos. But she was just another creation, like an animal, another creation. And the same bracha you'd make over there would be the same bracha that you'd make over here as well. And that's what he did. That's what the bracha he made to her. Not, of course, to give her any, you're not wishing, not saying to the animal, it should be gesund, it should be well, it should continue, it should continue, it should be like that. But it's obviously just an expression to thank Nakash Baruch for what he said. That's what Gamil did. The fake thing was still, Nakash Gamil, it's a combination. How did Gamil even see her? You're not supposed to look at women. You're not even looking, not for Hana. Even just looking, not for a stockless, just looking and gazing at her is considered also. Shemi Yavoli they carry. So how is it possible? So okay, we understand that he didn't praise her, he praised Hashem, but how do you even see her? How do you even notice her? So he says, El Dera Hakim Yusaisa. It was through the bend of an alleyway, Gadon Hohan Pus Sedom. Like that, a Puspidos, which he beat us a bit of us. So what is Puspidos? Again, Mepharshim explained that the Haredim says that this was a. Karen Zavis is a corner. It's a very narrow street, an alleyway, and when one person walks from one end, going one way, and the other person walks the other way, and they can't see around the bend. Someone is coming, and they'll bump into each other. So he was walking, and she was coming around the bend of a narrow alleyway. And Mela, as he came, he saw her. Like literally, couldn't. He caught sight of her. Saw her. He couldn't. He didn't want to. It just happened that he came face to face with her. And Mela, therefore, of course, he never would have looked for her. But because of that happened, that's why he was able to see her. That's why he was able to say this thing, and he praised Hashem for the beauty that that he saw in her. That's the Gemara. Kara Agava, another bracha, we say. Kara Agava, a person goes ahead and the rooster in the morning calling out, when the rooster is crowing in the morning, the luck is, we say, bracha baruch hachama razan. Blessed be the one, the chachama razan. He's considered the chacham. He's wise because the rooster knows how to, in the middle of the night, knows how to, it's still dark outside, and he senses that the dawn is coming, sunrise is coming, and he calls out, he crows. So therefore, that's the chacham, geber chacham arazim. We say the bracha, some of the bracha that we say over here, but as well, make him a tzaddik gomer, the same idea. And some say it means the same thing, it means the same concept. But we thank God with the wisdom that puts forth this. We'll place chokma in this person who's the one who gave the rooster chokma. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? I'm of Levi. In Arabia, they call sheep yivla. So the Gemara says that the, where do we see it from? Where do we use the pasuk, such a word, that the that has the pasuk? So again, we hear the son of the shofar, all the people will cry out in the wall. You see again this idea that we call out this lashon, we use such a lashon in Torah, that we find words that are applicable to the same thing over here, that words of the rooster, we say that is a chokma razim, the same idea that it's gives a chokma an understanding to that has this wisdom that it knows when it's the Chacham of the Bina to know when it's morning. So says the Charedim. Shemi said the Pnei Moshe. That's the Chacham of the Bina. Let's say I go half a yom a leila. I'll do it. Misha says, but if it's Chacham, also this on the second Bina, we're kind of go. You have a rooster that has this wisdom that knows when the day and night is, which is an incredible thing because a human being doesn't have that ability to know when until it comes. So therefore, we praise the chokmah of this animal. We refer to in other words, and in Africa they call a woman who's a nida galmuda. Where do you get that from? What's that? Bavan jiskula galmuda. It says in the pasuk in Yeshua, referring to that ani. He says, and I have been galmuda of a galmuda. It means that she was a galmuda. This is the instruction that was given for the punishment that. Was given for this description. So Mamela, therefore, that it's referred to the same lashon. We find the Torah uses the lashon Galmuda in the pasuk itself. Another way we find the pasuk, and in Rome, which we call the chicken, they call the rooster, they call it shavchi. Give sechvi to those things. So we see again, this is the all these different words that we use that we find the makor in the pasuk. So therefore, same thing over here, sechvi refers to the rooster, gives the wisdom of the chokmah to do it. It's interesting why we have these words that are not seem to be lashon hakodesh, and we have them in psukim. Why is the psukim using words that are not lashon hakodesh? Obviously, they did the first one speak about this. Some say these were lashon, words in lashon hakodesh that got lost. But really, there's not the ikur, the shorish of it is in lashon hakodesh, and that's what the sechvi means as well. Once a person goes sees a lot of oichelson, you say berachah kamarazim. You see the oichelson. How much was oichelson? A person, the brayser says, you see a tremendous number of people. As Mashrash Lur brings out from the Gemara, Enach Lugos of Pokos Mishusha Mishishan Rebo. You see 600,000 Jews. You see in a place where there's 600,000 Jews, you say, Bo Chakamarazim, blessed be the sage of the secrets. But what do you mean, secrets? Abishdah, referring to the Abishdah. Kashem of Patsuyim, Dolman does that. Kakin Datan does that. Just like we look at 600,000 people, a crowd. All of them, don't look, not one looks like the other, they all look different. So Tokas Roku has the ability, the great Chakma, to make each one think differently. And therefore, it's the, you see that amount of people together. He saw the Yerushalayim, 600,000 people. So what did he do? He says he would say the following. He would say, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created all these people to serve me. What do you mean all to serve me? So he says, come here, Yerushalayim, how much Yerushalayim mean? Oh, how hard did Yerushalayim work to do the Baruch HaPrusa? For you will eat a piece of bread. Harash, you had to sow Zohar, Niga, Vikar, Katsar. Ima Vadosh, you had to be Baruch HaBad, you had to do all the Lamentas Malachos, till he was able to get it. Talk of Hirke, the Tchina, the Kadosh, Teichen, Lash, Kita, for offer, and bake the bread, and then spit, and put everything into it, and bake it. Akak, Ocho, then he went, hey, the piece, he had a piece. I have all these people doing it in front of me. It means that he didn't have to do it. All these things were being done by other people, and it was all prepared for me. Other men had to do all of it himself to make it right, Akhila. But he didn't have to do that because they do it for me or prepare it for me. So it's almost saying that because I'm not a dictator, I'm a clean for Tyra, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these different things to serve me that I don't have to go ahead and be busy with this. But otherwise, it means that 600,000 people is the number that we need. Interesting that the Bavli is that he says that the it doesn't hear just that Yerushalmi just mentions Achloson. It doesn't say what the definition of Achloson is. In Bavli, it says clearly Shishim Rebo, 600,000 people. So here, is it Yerushalmi disagreeing with the Bavli? Is it saying the same thing? That's a discussion amongst the Akronim as to why we used to use the Lashon Achloson, why we didn't use the Lashon Shishim Rebo. How many egos? Same idea, Ben Zoma says. Yeah, how hard did Misha work? He was able to wear a baguette. Go to the nipah, she had to go shear the wool, they clean it, the nipah, it's a nick of a sofa, and die with tarifarig, and knead it, and sew it, cut from the teifah, and sew it into the baggage. The avagah, the first matzakalakal, then he first can find something to wear. And he yomim b'shaka, I get up in the morning, matzakalay, there's somebody, all my clothes are ready for me, waiting for me. Yom is only the meshkima, even the people, the work, the craftsmen get up early in the morning to do the work. And yomim b'shaka, I get up in shaka, there's matzakalay, and everything's fine, so everything's prepared for me. So he's saying the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appears that it's been Zoma saying that he relies on this because he realized the Chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all from the Chokhmah, it's all the Torah, the Talmud Torah, it's all that's important. And merely he says, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away these trivial, meaningless work, jobs, tasks, to be taken away from a learning, taken away from a Chayol Mabah. So therefore what he did is he made it that it should be All these different things have to be done. They've been done for a person, but a person shouldn't be able to go ahead and do that. Have to do it himself. So he's saying that he didn't have to do it. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created these people to do it for him, that he doesn't have to mevatel himself from learning, that it will all be done for him. Chaim Yisrael said that someone said the same thing. Areach Marava. What is it? Areach? Another statement from Enzomer. What does a bad guest say? Machalti mashal abayis. What did I eat from the balabayis? What did I say? What did I drink from the balabayis? Kedarasalavati. He gave me one slice. Kozai yain shas. He gave me one cup of wine. Whenever he died, that whole soup that I prepared, he did it for his wife and children. He didn't do it for me. He gave me one cup. He gave me one plate. He didn't do nothing. He minimizes the chesed this person did for him. It doesn't look like he didn't do that much for me. That's an areach ra. What's an areach tov? A good guess. Baruch balabayis. Zaka balabayis atov. He remembered kama. Yani, how much wine did he give me? Kama kadikos. He brought me so many pieces to me. Kama tarah. How much effort did he make for me? He set the whole table. Did everything for me. Kama shavu tarah. Kama shvili. Oh, he did it for me. Whatever I didn't eat, so his family ate. But everything was done for me. The chenu amen. In the pasuk, his zechor ki tasni paalo atzeshiru anashim. The pasuk brings down the pasuk in Yud. Again, referring to that, a person, a good guest, understands that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, well, a guy, Paul Allah, Hashem, Shidwa, Hashem, people did work, they all did it for him, they all went and did something for him, that they would be there. So the idea is that the same idea is that the we create this, but be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looked at each bracha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a something gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that he was able to go ahead and do this without having people done for him. Look at Adam Rishon, couldn't do it, and he did it. So therefore, he used to praise his host and praise them. It was an Ariach Tov. They were recognizing all that they did for them. And this is, again, a metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was going ahead and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Baal HaBayis, giving him all that he needed and all that he would possibly want to have. That's a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the way that his tefillah, the brachos and the tefillahs that he had, would be Meshabech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a tefillah.